I'm doing real well.
Wonderful. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you are, you know, in rehearsals and all the stuff that goes with it before your show tonight. Where are you tonight now?
We are in Pennsylvania in... I'll have to check my memory out here.
Yeah, well, that's okay, because you know why? People can go check out your website, because you've been so busy recently, and the rest of your tour is huge as well. So what is your website?
Our website is www.cherryhomes.net.
There we go. So, folks, you can find out where Jerry is right now. But the key here is Cherry Homes is going to be kicking around here at Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday evening. And I want to be one of the first to welcome you here.
Well, I would be happy to be welcomed up there. We always look forward to playing for new audiences. And although we've played a couple times in Connecticut, this is a new one for us. I think it's going to be great. Two shows with the Kruger Brothers, and they're a couple of great guys. I think you're going to see a big variety of music that night and both nights.
And now, quickly, what is the array of instruments that you folks will be bringing to the Bluegrass show?
Well, we're going to have fiddles, we're going to have mandolin, we're going to have guitar, banjo, both the Bluegrass banjo and the clawhammer variation.
Nice.
And a little bit of mandola mixed in there on some stuff that has a little bit of a Celtic flavor.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm looking forward to all those tasty little treats for sure. That's a nice. That sounds like a nice thing. Now, do the Kruger Brothers come on stage with you folks at all, or is that a surprise?
No, we haven't. We haven't seen the Kruger Brothers for a while, and I think they're going to do their show. We're going to do ours and
shake hands and move along.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Bluegrass is kind of that way. You can be somewhere and have something that's just spontaneous, happen anytime.
Perfect. That's what we like here at WHUS for sure. We like the spontaneity and the innovation behind just getting together and going for it.
So, yeah, and that's pretty much the way we play. We just go for it, and it's from the start to the finish.
So you folks have had a pretty interesting route getting here, but let's focus more quickly on, I want to congratulate you on all these 2005 International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. And, oh, my goodness, you guys have been on a nice road here recently.
Yeah, we've been all over the place lately, and I don't think it's going to slow down for a while. I think we were off the road a total of about 5 days since sometime in January.
Yeah.
And it's just every night, wham, bang, play away, and then pack up and move on to the next one.
Yeah, when people go check out the website, they're going to see you're working hard and earning all this as well. You're not. And
we have, I think, right now the busiest schedule of any band in Bluegrass. And I think next year's adding up to about the same thing. We're already booking into 2009.
My goodness.
And so our plate's pretty full.
Well, good, good. That's the idea.
Well, yeah, it is. You got to ride the wave while you can ride it.
Darn right. And you know, we got to get people out there to keep supporting live music so it can keep happening.
Yeah, I think live music is something that I really would like to see a lot of people come out for. It's a great thing. It's a great time to get to know other people at the venue. We always encourage people to get to know their neighbors when they're sitting there, because it's something that you have to experience, not just listen to. If you want to listen to something, get yourself a set of headphones and a CD player.
There you go, and
if
shut
you
yourself
want to experience
out.
Something, then just, you know, take in the whole ambiance of what's going on.
Beautiful. Now, I certainly know that I look forward to seeing you on Saturday evening, and to help people go out and support the live music after our chat, I'm going to give away two pair of tickets for Friday night's show.
Great. And great. We'd like to see that, too.
Absolutely. So I will hopefully bump into you on Saturday night, and I'm going to spin a track or two off the album here, and I'm going to suggest folks go on out and actually go out and check SkaggsFamilyRecords.com and check out this Cherry Homes self-titled release. And I want to thank you, Jerry, for your time today, and have safe travels in the meantime.
Well, thank you, Mr. G, and you just keep talking it up. I know you're doing a good job up there promoting live music, and be sure to come up and introduce yourself at the show.
And I shall. You take care.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.